sure look stupid in that green dress, Lise.
That's funny. I don't feel stupid.
Hey, everybody's wearing green. Oh, no.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, loser!
Ow! Quit it!
Pitch the wearing of a green, Bart!
No one's pinching his leg!
It's been St. Patrick's Day for hours, and I'm still not drunk yet. Oh, it's never going to be 9 o'clock. Oh, Mo! Thank God you're here. We'd like to come in and drink, please.
We kicked down the back door, but then it was a metal door.
Yeah, all right. Listen up. This is the busiest drinking day of the year. Where are the designated drivers? Beat it. I got no room for cheapskates.
Top of the morning to ye on this gray, drizzly afternoon. Kent O'Brockman, live on Main Street, where today everyone is a little bit Irish, except, of course, for the gays and the Italians.
All right, then, move along.
Nothing to see here.
Cross over, folks.
Parades just bring out so many emotions in me. Joy, excitement, looking.
Mom, can I go buy one of those long plastic horns?
Oh, Bart, we've bought those before, and you always just throw them out the car window on the ride home.
I get bored with them. But that won't happen this time.
Beep, beep, coming through. Hey, Notre Dame, move it or lose it. Move it. Will the owner of the great big butt please move it out of my face?
Mom, on TV.
Hey, where's that weather check?
This is some wicked patty, eh?
Hey, have you seen Sully?
Get away from there. Hey, I need that pencil. Ladies and gentlemen, what you're seeing is a total disregard for the things St. Patrick's Day stands for. All this drinking, violence, destruction of property. Are these the things we think of when we think of the Irish?
Hey, what the...
Everybody! Everybody get naked! Come on, Don, Mr. Cup is going to be great!
Well, why not? This party's just getting started!
Stop the celebration! That small boy is drunk!
Look at me! I'm the Prime Minister of Ireland!
Hey, Homer, ain't that your kid on TV?
What are you looking at?
What are you looking at? The innocent words of a drunken child. Well, I'll tell you what we're looking at, young man. A town gone mad. A town whose very conscience was washed away in a tide of beer and green vomit.
I'm going down to Moe's for a couple of beers.
I'll come with you.
No! No more drinking. I'm tired of looking like the world's worst mother.
Oh, honey, you're not the world's worst mother. What about that freezer lady in Georgia?
But what's the solution? Are we so bereft of ideas that we must revive the antiquated notion of prohibition? Channel 6 says yes.
Prohibition. They tried that in the movies and it didn't work. I predict this is the last we'll be hearing about prohibition.
We want prohibition! We want prohibition!
You can't seriously want to ban alcohol. It tastes great. Makes women appear more attractive. And makes a person virtually invulnerable to criticism.
An example are we setting?
Ladies, please. All our founding fathers, astronauts, and World Series heroes have been either drunk or on cocaine.
Wait. Looky here. Seems there's been a prohibition law on the books in Springfield for 200 years. It's just never been enforced.
Well, get out of here, old clerk guy.
There's also a law requiring ducks to wear long pants.
Wait a minute. Let me see that. Well, I'll be darned. Long pants.
Read the other one, the non-duck one.
And spirituous beverages are hereby prohibited under penalty of...
catapult.
Did you see this, Bernice? It... oh, my.
Worried. Our customers buy Duff for its robust taste, not its alcoholic content. I predict our new alcohol-free Duff Zero will sell even better than our previous brand. Oh, yeah. Well, that's the end of me.
With prohibition back in force, sobriety's peaceful slumber was shattered by its noisy neighbor, the speakeasy.
Glad you're finally back in business, Mo.
Yeah, that was a scary couple of hours.
The suppliers of the illegal booze, gangsters, running truckloads of smuggled hooch all the way from Shelbyville. And John Law was helpless.
You didn't see nothing.
I don't know why people are always bad-mouthing the mafia.
This looks bad. Better turn on the all rhythm charm.
Barbara!
Oh, boy. That sounded bad.
We demand you bring in a police chief who will enforce the prohibition law.
Demand? Who are you to demand anything? I run this town. You're just a bunch of low-income nobodies.
Election in November. Election in November.
What? Again? This stupid country.
With rum-running hoodlums in the catbird seat, Springfield sent for the one man who could clean up the town and shoot the gangsters, Rex Banner.
Whoa. Whoa. Ow! Hey, I was watching that. And I was sitting there.
Rex Banner, I'm running this department now. Wiggum, you're out. Suspended indefinitely.
Huh?
Tuck in that shirt. Get those shoes shined. Take that badge out of your mouth. You're police officers. Well, what are you waiting for? Somebody to kiss you goodbye?
Well? No, I guess not.
Wasting no time, Rex Banner tore into the bootleggers like a chippy tearing into a lobster.
How do you know you don't like bribes if you've never taken one? Here.
Say, this is nice. No bribes!
Okay, you win. From now on, we'll stick to smuggling heroin.
See that you do!
At first, I thought prohibition was a good thing. People were drinking more and having a lot more fun. But without beer, prohibition doesn't work.
Hey, hi. Can I arrest any of you people for anything?
No.
Ah, jeez, I don't have anything to do anymore. With Banner around, alcohol and crime are history in this town. And so am I.
Now, don't say that. Alcohol is a way of life. Alcohol is my way of life, and I aim to keep it.
Sounds like you have a plan.
Maybe I do, Chief. Maybe I do. Come on, boy, think of a plan.
I'm trying, Dad.
Kent Brackman at the now-closed Duff Bottling Plant, where a mysterious person in black keeps a solitary vigil.
I've got it! We're going out, Marge! If we don't come back, avenge our deaths!
All right! Whoa, Bonanza! Let's load it up before the rats regroup.
Right. Now remember, don't mention this to anyone. Not your mother, not Rex Banner, not anyone.
Yeah.
Rex Banner, what a dope.
Yeah, look at him trying to aim that stupid gun.
Hang on, son!
Dad, nothing over Gravestone is bad luck.
Really?
I heard good.
What happened to you, Homer? And what have you done to the car?
Nothing.
I don't think it had broken axles before.
Before. You're living in the past, Marge. Quit living in the past.
That's funny. I used to be able to go down there.
Going bowling, not back of Enstadt's.
Why do you have so many bowling balls?
Oh, I'm not going to lie to you, Marge. So long.
Oh, rats, another gutter ball. Gee, Homer, you sure do suck tonight.
Yeah, suck like a fox.
Here you go, Barn. That'll be $45.
$45? Well, this better be the best tasting beer in the world. You got lucky.
You see, boy, the real money's in bootlegging, not in your childish vandalism.
Oh, so many wasted nights.
What's the matter, Chief?
Yeah, you barely touched your banana kaboom.
This isn't a very happy birthday for Rex Banner.
And that's the way they play it. Hello, fishies!
Listen, Rummy, I'm going to say it plain and simple. Where'd you pinch the hooch? Is some blind tiger jerking suds on the side?
Yes?
Wait a minute. I forgot to make sure the coast was clear. It's probably clear. Let's go.
Beer!
I can explain, Marge. Please let me explain. Oh, why won't you let me explain?
You're the one the papers have been talking about. That mysterious beer baron who's been supplying Springfield with alcohol. How have you been getting away with this?
Well, and I can explain, remember? I fill the balls with beer that I found at the dump, and then I bowl them in some underground pipes, take them into Moe's.
Homer, that's very clever.
Huh?
Mom?
Well, it is. I've known your father since high school, and this is the cleverest thing he's ever done. Besides, he's only breaking the silly 200-year-old law.
It is silly, Marge. And look at all the money I'm making.
Ooh.
Mom? Prohibition may be unpopular, but it's the law, and we still have...
Go to your room, Lisa.
Open up, Curly. This is a raid.
A raid? Curly? All right, but, I don't know what you expect to find in a simple, neighborhood pet shop.
Pet shop, eh? Well, I just have one question. What kind of pet shop is filled with rambunctious yahoos and hot jazz music at 1 a.m.?
The best damn pet shop in town!
Yeah!
All right, but you people remember, baby turtles and alligators may seem like a cute idea for a pet, but they grow up. Let's go, boys!
Wow! Those gears down there really hurt!
You're out there somewhere, Beer Baron, and I'll find you.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
Won't.
Headline, Springfield. The elusive Beer Baron continued to thumb his nose at authorities. Swaggering about in a garish new hat, he seemed to say, "Look at me, Rex Banner, I have a new hat."
Hey, boy, get cracking. Mo upped his order to 20 bowls a night.
Dad.
Call me Beer Baron.
All the beer from the landfill is gone, Beer Baron. We're out of business.
But I can't be out of beer. I'm the Beer Baron.
Homer, my customers are sobering up, and they ain't gonna stick around for the ambience. You gotta get me more beer.
Sorry, I'm all out. Oh, how about some turpentine? Or cork? Delicious cork.
Look, find it, buy it, make it. I don't care. Just get me some booze and fast.
Make it, eh? 42 bathtubs, please.
You know, they're 50 for $3,000 today.
I said 42.
Now you're making your own alcohol? That's even more illegal than what you were doing before.
Remember, honey, we're just obeying an unjust law here. We're patriots, like all those people in jail.
Who wants a bathtub mint julep?
Mm-hmm. Are you the Beer Baron?
Well, if you're talking about root beer, I plead guilt-diddly-ilty as char-diddly-ards.
He's not the Baron, but he sounds drunk. Take him in. Are you the Beer Baron?
Yes, but only by night. By day, I'm a mild-mannered reporter for a major metropolitan newspaper.
Don't crack wise with me, Tubby.
Tubby? Oh, yes, Tubby.
Hey, Fander, how's it hanging?
None of your business.
What on earth happened down there?
One of the stills...
Nothing, Marge. I think it must have been that bean I had for dinner. Kaboom, blam! Oh, excuse me again, dear.
Homer, there's no point in pretending you're making those noises. Your homemade liquor is exploding again.
What, dear? Kablamo!
You made some money and had the fun of being a wanted criminal. Why not quit now, while you're ahead?
Boom. I'll be right back. I've thought about what you said, honey, and I've decided to quit. Oh, well, fun's over, but I still have my wonderful money.
Stick him up!
Geez, what happened to you, Wiggum? You look terrible.
Yeah, never mind how I look. You gonna give me the money or not?
Well, I don't think so. You don't even have a trigger on that thing.
Yeah, to sell the trigger. Most of the handle to feed my family. Come on, give me the dough. I can throw this pretty hard.
Poor Wiggum.
Poor Wiggum.
Oh, but you really hate Rex Manor, huh?
Who?
The guy who took your job.
Oh, yeah. More than anything in the world.
Hey, how would you like to show him up by beating him at his own game?
To report that the flow of illegal liquor seems to have dried up. Public drunkenness has ceased, and those mysterious liquor clouds over Evergreen Terrace are gone. People, Rex Banner has won your war against alcohol.
Yeah! What about the Beer Baron?
I suspect he was just an invention of the media. The idea that someone like that could operate under my very nose is laughable. Well, you all know what laughter sounds like.
We now go live to Evergreen Terrace, where I'm informed that former police chief Wiggum has captured the Beer Baron.
Captured Homer?
Then the liquor-filled bowling balls traveled through a network of underground pipes, finally emerging at a nearby speakeasy.
You forget one thing, Wiggum.
Yeah, what's that?
I filled the balls with a funnel.
That was a very sweet thing you did for poor Wiggum. But what's going to happen to you?
Oh, probably just a slap on the wrist.
And he who shall violate this law shall be punished by catapults.
Last time I helped you.
Sorry, I thought you'd get a fine, or at most 3-4 years in jail.
Hold it! This machine is 2 centuries old. Better test it first.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Wait! Wait, you can't do this! All my husband did was violate a law that doesn't make sense. Now, I'll admit, car crashes and fistfights have been down recently, but prohibition has cost us our freedom. Our freedom to drink.
Now, hold on a minute, Missy. It's not up to us to choose which laws we want to obey. If it were, I'd kill everyone who looked at me cockeyed. Our laws are in place for a reason.
Send them back to Mama, boy.
That was unexpected. Well, reset the catapult and let's get this over with. Wait. I've discovered more lines on the parchment. It says that the prohibition law, which was passed here 200 years ago, was repealed 199 years ago. Release the prisoner. On behalf of the city, I'd like to apologize and ask how long it will take for you to flood this town with booze again. Well, sorry. I'm not in that business anymore.
4 minutes.
And so, one town's brief flirtation with prohibition ended in a joyous remarriage to Lady Liquor. Congratulations, Springfield. We wish you the very best.
To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems. Yeah!